Please be seated. I know what I'm supposed to preach about today. This is the last Sunday of Lent. Palm Sunday's next week, and it initiates the arrival in Jerusalem in the last week of Jesus' life. So in today's gospel, when Mary anoints Jesus' feet and wipes them with her hair, it's a sign. It's a sign of what is to come, and it's indicative of the custom of anointing a body before burial. But that's not what I want to preach about. I know what I'm supposed to preach about this morning. This gospel story can have so many different meanings when it's linked with the other gospel accounts, which differ. In Matthew and Mark, Jesus' head is anointed, not his feet, with this precious perfume. And it too is a sign. It's a sign of kingship. It's a sign of royalty. But that's not what I want to talk about today either. I know what I'm supposed to preach about this morning. Despite repeatedly being told what was to happen, evidently Mary is the only disciple in the room who truly comprehended what was to come in the next few days. She must have known this day was at hand. And maybe she believed when the others refused to, because she had already seen the promise of God literally coming alive in the wonder of Jesus having brought her brother Lazarus back to life. She knew firsthand the power of God. But that's not what strikes me about this text either. I know what I'm supposed to preach about today. The irony of Judas complaining at the waste and the extravagance of Mary's act, all the while he's stealing from the common purse and in days will hand over his rabbi to a violent and senseless death. But that's not where I want to go either. All those things are true. They all have profound meaning and purpose in this story and in Holy Scripture for that matter. But for me, at least this year, I was struck by Jesus' reaction to this gracious act when questioned by his disciples. When Mary is challenged because of her extravagance, Jesus says, "Leave her alone. Leave her alone." Mary has done something ridiculous. It is extravagant. I've read that the cost of this anointing could equal a year's wages for someone. It could be $25,000 to $50,000 in today's money. And Judas is right. This is ridiculous, over the top. One might even say it's a waste. But Jesus says, leave her alone. And for me, we can pick apart, we can analyze this text to death, but at the very heart of it, this is a story about extravagance. It's a story about abundance. And for me, there's no better place for us to leave this season of Lent and embark on our own journeys to Jerusalem. Mary enters this place this week, this place where life meets death, with a deep sense of wonder. I wonder if we could do the same, if we could only hold another's hand like she did, and offer ourselves abundantly and extravagantly. And if it might bring some greater sense of purpose to our lives together, what amazing things could be ours if we could just kneel and honor the humanity in each other, and there see the abundance of the holy and the sacred. Mary enters this place where life meets death at a banquet table of life, an abundant table for everyone. And she honors the extravagance of God who shares God's own self in human form. Mary enters this place where life meets death with the sweet smell of abundant love. Can't you imagine that smell permeating every nook and cranny of that room? The smell of love in the face of certain betrayal and death. the smell of extravagant grace that so far only Jesus has been able to bestow. Mary enters this place where life meets death, shamelessly, as she steps far outside the bounds of what society believes is right and good, teetering on the edge of scandal. Mary adores the God who adores her. She revels in the joy that comes from her very soul being laid bare before her Maker and finding, instead of judgment, finding a love and desire for her, just as she is. Mary enters this place where life meets death by living in the moment. She's backed away from what's expected of her, preparing the meal and being hostess, and somehow she instinctively knows that she is in the presence of divine grace and love and light. And she offers the very best of herself, holding nothing back and saving nothing for another day or a better time. Mary enters this place where life meets death by loving without counting the cost. She loves generously just because. And she gives abundantly as she believes she has received. And she embraces the reality that life is short. And we haven't much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. And Judas says, no, this is too much. But Jesus says, leave her alone. It is the powerful theme of Lent between scarcity and abundance, where we're somehow called to seek control of what we have while giving all we've got. It's a season where we've somehow walked through the wilderness, replacing old habits with new disciplines. We've traveled the road toward Jerusalem week after week, ever mindful of the suffering we'll find there. And soon we'll stand at the foot of the cross and watch as our Lord breathes his last. Lent can be a very dark season, but we know how the story ends. We walk through the shadow of the Lenten Valley, knowing that while Jesus' time is scarce, God's grace is abundant and extravagant, and that Easter is just around the corner. Judas is right. What Mary does is extravagant. It's ridiculous. It's dramatic. It exceeds the limits of reason or necessity. It lacks in moderation, balance, or restraint. It's extreme and unreasonably high in price. It contradicts everything that Lent calls us to embrace. But it is not a waste, because Easter's around the corner. And what Jesus does for us on Easter is even more extravagant. May each of us somehow embrace the abundance of this day, and perhaps even choose to take on one last Lenten discipline to engage in the final days of this season as Mary would, to love generously, to give abundantly, to exceed expectations, to be unreasonable and teeter on the edge of our own scandals, all with a sense of awe and wonder at what God has and will do for us. Judas says it's too much. Jesus says, go for it. May we embrace that kind of extravagance so that the sweet smell of love might be known in how we abundantly give of who we are. God love you. Amen.